Something for the weekend, it's Trina Mari here, and in studio we have a young lady called Bevan Murphy. Good morning, Bevan, how are you?
Hi Trina, how are you? Thanks for having me today.
No problem at all. I am absolutely inspired by your story and what you're doing, because I am so lazy and you're the opposite of that. So tell us, first of all, what you're doing at the moment.
At the moment I am running and walking around the whole of Ireland for 65 minutes a day for our 65 Roses campaign for cystic fibrosis.
Okay, now, the main bit here is the fact that you actually have cystic fibrosis.
I do, yeah.
So you're not just doing it for the charity like some people might do, and I think that's even tough enough, because I couldn't run for a bus. But you have it. I always thought that if you had CF that you're quite limited in the amount of exercise that you could do and it would take a lot out of you. But you reckon it's kind of been helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, exercise is a huge part of treatment for people with cystic fibrosis. It's like an essential part. And over the years, like say years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do something like this because I didn't have the ability. But from, I suppose, doing little small bits of exercise, and like I started off doing, say, 5 minute walking a day. I say started that when I was 18 and I'm now 24, so 6 years, and building that up to the point where now I'm able to go and, like, say, walk and run for 65 minutes without any problems.
That's unbelievable.
So it's just, yeah, exercise just completely changed my life. I always say that exercise is my drug, like it's the best miracle drug for me.
So tell me, you were diagnosed with CF when you were only a baby.
Yeah, I was 6 months old, so I don't obviously know a life without it, because I've literally had it for me my whole life.
And what does that mean then?
So, yeah, like, I suppose over the years my health has, like, both deteriorated and improved. I suppose, like, as a child I had kind of quite, I'd say mild, but like I was still in hospital 3 to 4 times a year. And then as a teenager I was in hospital all the time. Like, the year I did my leaving cert I was in hospital 13 times that year. So, like, it involves obviously a lot of hospital admissions to get IV antibiotics, and then on a daily basis it involves a lot of treatment, so nebulizers, physio. So I could spend about 4 hours a day alone just doing treatment, and that's just to keep myself relatively well. So it's very demanding.
But it didn't stop you going on, going to college, doing all the things that everyone else does.
Yeah.
Do you still go on the nights out, or are they too much?
No, I still go on. I still have to go on my nights out.
I think I saw a photograph of you all dolled up in the newspaper there.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for your night out with your selfie.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like I'm always like, oh, I'm getting older now, my old age. I'm like going on less because I just couldn't be bothered.
But I said, nothing to do with the illness. It's because you couldn't be bothered.
I'd rather be in my pajamas, no makeup on, chilling on the couch. And that's just me being a bit lazy. But no, even when I was, say, at my sickest when I was 18, I was obviously in hospital, like, all the time, but I still went on nights out when I could, but that could upend me in hospital the next day.
Really?
Like, it was really bad. And I kind of, that particular year, I didn't do any exercise. I just, like, I was very compliant, though. I took all my medication, did all my treatment, but I prioritised kind of studying and leaving cert stuff, and then obviously, like, going to, everyone was turning 18 in school.
Mm. And they're going to the pub for the first time.
First time when I was 18, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, no, I never let it hold me back. Like, I still went on a 6 year holiday to Magaluf after my leaving cert. And to be honest, I was wheelchaired off the plane and in hospital for weeks after, but I still was like, I want to just live life like everybody else, and I'm not going to let it hold me back. Mm. And even if it did, to be honest, it did obviously, you know, take its toll, and like doing certain things ended me up in hospital, but I still just like, I have to live like all my friends.
Yeah.
It stood to me now. Eventually the penny dropped when I got to college and I realised I need to change something, and that's when exercise came into my life.
Okay. Has it gotten you down over the years as well, all the time? Because I know, like, even when I was only pregnant and I had to go for the regular appointments in the hospital, I was like, I'm sick of going to the hospital. So what was it like for you, and what is it like for you having to go on a regular basis?
I'm a very, like, I suppose I am a very resilient person. And everyone always says that, like, you know, when they see me in hospital, I'll always say, oh, I'm grand. Even if I'm not, I'm fine. And I just laugh things off and smile through. But I suppose it isn't easy. And particularly when I was in, say, hospital 13 times in 1 year, like, every time I was at home for 2 weeks and I was back in. And that is a struggle mentally. Like, I was only turning 18. Everything was changing for me. Mm. I've seen my friends go off and live their life like adults, their first time being adults and stuff. And obviously it really did get me down. And I think it got me so down that to the point where it was nearly good, because I then changed. But it's still, I still go into hospital. In the last few months, since October, I've had 3 admissions, which isn't the norm for me anymore because I'm so well, just obviously picking up viruses. And it does take its toll on you. And like, I'd be lying and say it doesn't bother me. It does get me down. But I suppose I just try to see the positive in it. And I just kind of say, like, I always say there's someone worse out there than me.
Is, yeah.
And I say if I just dwell on it and get upset over it, I'm going to make myself feel worse. So I just kind of block it out and just get on with it. Like,
you have a lovely boyfriend as well. Can we give him a mention?
No, he's great. Yeah, he is. My dad will be raging now that he's mentioned and not him.
What's your dad's name? You better give him a shout out.
John Murphy. To be honest, he's been a big inspiration for me with my exercise because he's into his running. And the fights we had growing up, like him coming home saying, did you do a walk today? Did you do this? And being a teenager, I was just like, no, you can't talk to me. But the penny eventually dropped over the years. But he pushed me like a lot to the exercise.
So this thing that you're doing with Spar, you're going around every county in the whole country. If this was me, I'd be doing a Photoshop job in the photograph behind. I'd be sitting on my couch letting on. I went around all the counties. You wouldn't think about doing that, no?
No, funny you say that. I only had three pairs of leggings that I always wear. And I was like, I need to go buy more because I'm going to have the same pair of leggings in every picture. And people think I'm going to do it all in the one day.
Yeah.
So no, it's been great. I've been going to Spar. It's been fantastic, particularly Helen and Suzanne and Spar. Have kind of organised all the stores I'm going to and going to get a picture with them, and they've been great, like, you know, offering refreshments and stuff after the
challenge.
So
this is kind of to prove that you've gone to each of the counties, isn't it,
as well? Yeah, and Spar have been our charity partner with Cystic Fibrosis for the last 2 years, so it's been fantastic having them on board, and they've raised amazing funds for the charity, which is going, you know, helping a lot of people, because I suppose Ireland has the highest rate of cystic fibrosis in the world. I think there's 1,400 people with it, and we have kind of the most severe cases of it as well, and most severe mutations. So it's just great having them on board.
Is there anyone else in your family who has it?
No, it's just me. And it's kind of, you know, a lot of families have a few people, like cousins,
a sibling or whatever.
Yeah, so I was the lucky one.
Well, look, it's so great that you have such a laugh with it, really. Tell us, how can we help you with your fundraising?
Well, you can go onto the CF website and donate that way. Or you can, I have an Everyday Hero account as well. So you can follow kind of the story and the journey that I'm doing on my Instagram, which is Bevan_Kate, so that's Bevin, or through Facebook or through Spar's Facebook or Cystic Fibrosis Instagram and Facebook as well.
Okay, well, you might send me the link and we'll get it on our social media so people can find it very easily as well.
Yeah. And you can look out in stores as well. They'll be selling little purple roses. They might be on the streets or selling them around over the next few weeks as well.
You practically blend into our studio here, because your t-shirt that you're wearing for Cystic Fibrosis is the exact same colour as our logo.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you want to stay, maybe?
If you still have.
Although I think this one would do me out of a job. She's such a great talker. Listen, Bevan, so lovely to see you. Anything else you want to tell us? Any plans coming up?
No major plans. Let's just finish this out. Finish this out and get back to work. And that's really it. Just hopefully,
no big deal.
I'd love to run a marathon someday.
Stop it.
Hopefully you'll have me on again if I run a marathon. Give me a few years though.
Yeah. God, no big deal. Just running in every county in the country as if it's nothing. Thanks so much and the best of luck. How much are you looking to raise?
Well, I have my goal target at the moment is 4,000.
I can smash
that. And so far people have been extremely generous and donating a lot on the Everyday Hero account. So I'd love to now be able to raise something like 6,500 to go in with the 65.
Well, listen, we will stick all the details up on our social media so people can find it easily as well. And where are you off to now? You're heading off?
Yeah, I'm heading to Clare now.
Okay.
Yeah, County Clare.
So all our listeners, if you happen to see her in Clare, give Bevan an L wave and a few quid. Thanks, Bevan. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.